USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
9 people dead in a plane crash in South Dakota yesterday. The FAA says that the small plane had as many as a dozen people on board when it crashed just after taking off from an airport in Chamberlain, South Dakota. The area was under a winter storm warning at the time. The powerful storm has now moved east and could tie up holiday traffic.
We're looking at a wintry mix of precipitation across portions of Pennsylvania and New York, and then transitioning to some heavy snow from portions of central eastern New York into central New England.
And National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says that storm's not completely done with the Midwest and higher plains either. Pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong saying thank you to President Trump for supporting their efforts. Hundreds marched to the U.S. consulate today waving American flags. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The U.S. House Intelligence Committee is to begin its review of its impeachment report tomorrow, as the committee has been looking into allegations that President Trump used the power of his office to force Ukraine to launch investigations that would benefit him politically. After a 24-hour review of that report, the committee is expected to vote to either approve or reject it on Tuesday, and it's expected to pass on a party-line vote. It would then move to the Judiciary Committee, which is to hold its first impeachment hearing on Wednesday. A statue of civil rights pioneer Rosa Parks is to debut today in downtown Montgomery, Alabama. It'll be unveiled at an event in Montgomery Plaza this afternoon at the Court Street Fountain, the date coinciding with the 1955 anniversary of Parks refusing to give up her seat on a public bus to a white man. That protest sparked the Montgomery bus boycott, and that's one of the key moments in the struggle for civil rights. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
It turns out a Muslim man who stabbed people with a knife on London Bridge on Friday is no stranger to terrorist activity. In fact, back in 2012, he was convicted of plotting a terrorist attack, but was since let out of prison.
New information about the radical Islamic London Bridge terrorist. Police say he was wearing a fake bomb vest as he stabs people with a knife on the bridge. He kills two people before police shoot and kill him. Usman Khan, 28 years old, convicted of a terrorist plot. He spends a few years in prison, but is released last December.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. Meanwhile, ISIS is claiming responsibility for that Friday attack. Most Republicans say President Trump is a better leader than Abraham Lincoln was. In a poll by The Economist and YouGov, 53% of Republicans picked Trump over Lincoln, who had guided the nation through the Civil War. The president did not fare well when Democrats and independents were asked that same question. In that poll, 94% of Democrats chose Lincoln, and 78% of independents did as well. The holiday shopping season is off to a fast start this year. Shoppers spent $7.4 billion online on Black Friday. That's on top of the $4.2 billion they spent online on Thanksgiving. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.